on right now, and I'm again continuing this as a volunteer because I started it before, the Laramie Project. I don't know if you're familiar. The Laramie Project.
Yes, uh-huh.
The Laramie Project is the story of Matthew Shepard, who was hanged on the fence in Wyoming because he was gay, and segued into the Matthew Shepard, James Byrd hate, federal hate laws. And we, and that was our Washington office, did most of the writing of that law. It took 9 years to pass it. We did most of the writing. Well, the Laramie Project is a play, and a couple of years ago, Green Valley High School decided they were going to put it on, and the primarily Mormon community got terribly up in arms because of the gay. It's about hate. It's really not about being gay. It's about hate and the impact on the community. But to make a long story short, they sued the principal. They picketed the school. It was ugly. It was really, really, really ugly. They lost everything. And the principal was terrific in that he said, you know, you don't have to come. You don't have to bring your kid. Your kid, okay. We were not a part of that incident. However, it was done last year at another high school, and we were a part of it, and it was very successful. This year, I got a call from Foothill High School, who has a new principal, Joe Caruso, who said they were doing the Laramie Project. It is a community out in Henderson, strongly Mormon community, extremely Mormon community. He knew all the problems of Green Valley he had, and wanted to avoid them, and so engaged both us and the LGBT Center as guidance. And they're going to present it in April. I've already done a teacher program with him, for him, and a parent program. And we're going to be doing a town hall program where he's going to invite the religious leaders of the community and whoever else. And I said, you know, I'll be there, but I also reached out to the FBI. I want somebody to talk on hate crimes. And that's how we get in to the community. That's, now, we're this little, you know, we're this Jewish organization. None of these people are Jewish. I mean, it's not, but it's anti-hate. It's fighting bigotry, it's educating the community. We can do that. A federation or whatever, their guidelines are much tighter than ours, mm-hmm. as to how far they're able to spread their wings. We have an amazing elasticity that we're able to spread our wings, and so I'm very proud to be a part of that. Also that we were recognized. I was very flattered when Joe Caruso, the principal, called me, because our reputation was then known that we would be people that would be able to help him to do this. So that was very flattering to me that we had achieved that.
That's a great example of how that works. You know, that it's not based upon religion, but it's about
right.
culture and communication.
Culture and community, exactly.